I'm Paul Lancour with podtech.net.
Ultimately, looking at products in a holistic way is the way to control consumption and reduce unit cost.
That's Manuel Barbero, Vice President and Chief Technologist with Bearing Point. Product management is essentially taking some time-honored business practices and applying them to the design and implementation of the IT organization. Manuel says that successful product management is a combination of technical expertise and some nuanced thinking.
Product management is a philosophy. It's the notion of using a structured, disciplined approach to defining and delivering solution to an audience. That's a concept that exists in practically every aspect of commerce, but one that hasn't been truly embraced until recently in the realm of technology. In other words, technologists and the CIO within an organization has not always understood that what he or she does is to sell offering solution products to a captive but real market, and that is the not only the end users that use the product of the company, but a set of people within the organization that use what the CIO delivers, and that should be delivered, conceived as product. So product management is this combination of art and science to define and deliver value to the clients and users.
So if I understand you correctly, essentially what you're saying is product management is not a new concept. It's about selling, what you're selling, to whom you're selling it, how you go about doing it.
Exactly. So fundamentally, it is this mix of best practices and approaches that applies in the real world on how you define your market, how you define the needs of your clients, and then how you package what you do so that it's sold.
But what you're saying is also that it's not traditionally something that IT departments would think about in terms of dealing with their internal audience, and as a result, IT management has difficulties in marketing to its internal audience.
That's true. Traditionally, a technology group obviously express what they do in technology terms. So they would use very arcane terms for the general users and for the business decision makers in the business unit that say, what exactly am I getting from the technology group? So the technology group would say, well, you get internet access, or you're getting connection to a van. But it is difficult for the end user to really relate that to what they do. And most importantly, it makes it difficult for the business unit leaders to put their fingers on what is the value really delivered, and they cannot really budget what they're going to have to receive from the technology unit. The problem has been one of definition and, frankly, the communication between the technologist and the end users.
So if we're going to apply product management techniques to IT management, one of my first questions for you is, when talking about IT, what is the product we're dealing with?
Well, there's various ways of defining what is the actual product that they are delivered. As I said, originally, a lot of technology organization would define the product in very technology term. For example, they would say, I would deliver to you a Unix server running this version of the operating system with this kind of memory. But frankly, what the user needs and wants is a platform with enough computing capabilities to serve a broad need. So instead of describing a product in minute details that, frankly, most of the time irrelevant to the user, one of the approaches to make sure that you define what you deliver in business terms. Let me give you another example. Typically, and more, people work in either a home environment or they are mobile users. The best way to support a mobile user is to provide them with a combination of things that range from having a portable computer, maybe a cell phone, a pager, and the tools that they need to reach out and connect to the corporate network. If you bundle all this and call it the mobile user technology toolkit, and if you market with a price tag associated with this bundle, then you have an offering. And that's a much better way for the business user to relate to, because they can again budget accordingly. They can say, I have 1,000 people hitting the road, and each of those will cost me a finite and well-defined amount of money for the service I'm getting. This is much easier to manage than having all those individual components of the solution being charged back to him. It's also, frankly, much easier for the end end user who get, as a result, a well-coordinated one-stop shopping approach to solving their needs.
So is it reasonable to say that part of what you're suggesting IT management do is not be quite so focused in on technology, take a step back and look at it from a user perspective and group technologies together in a solutions approach?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to apply the marketing techniques. The way organizations have been successful is to listen to their user community. And what we have seen more and more is technology organizations that go through the specific process that are normally associated with marketing. And that is, you have to have a good understanding of what your market is. And within those markets, you have to stratify the needs of the users, which is usually known as market segmentation. Then for each of those market segments, you have to understand the specific demand in terms of volume. You need to understand the substitution possibilities. For example, the end user might have an option to either buy the solution from the internal IT organization or, frankly, use it directly from the supplier. In addition to understanding demand and competition, you have to define the feature set, and most importantly, you have to define how this feature set will evolve over time, depending on how the technology evolves and the demand evolves. Finally, there is a series of more financially oriented features of the product. You have to define the price point, maybe to influence consumption, and you need to define what is your cost structure. And those are not necessarily related. A product of high demand could be marketed at a higher price. A product that you want to actually no longer support could be price at a higher price point. All those concepts are well understood by commercial organization. The IT organization need to acquire the skills to be able to go through those various processes that collectively define product management.
You know, recently in a podcast, we were speaking with Terry Turk, and he was talking about the product catalog. How does the product catalog fit into this concept of IT product management?
IT product management includes the definition of the catalog of solution you're marketing to your user community. So it's a fundamental part of the definition of the product set. You do not have a product set until you are able to crystallize and describe the feature set in the form of a catalog. So the definition of a catalog is fundamental to the success of the introduction of product management.
Having heard your compelling case for a product management approach, what should an organization do? What steps should it take?
In order to implement the concept of product management, an organization needs to take into account the fundamental success factors in any kind of situation where complex change is introduced. That means that an organization that is introducing the concept of product management has to start small, identify area such as the one that I described about catering to the needs of the mobile users that make intuitive sense and where cost effectiveness due to economy of scale and scope will become readily apparent to the business users. In addition, marketing the concept internally is very important so that the end users start looking at the IT organization as a provider, an internal provider of service. So you have to start small, prove the validity of the concept, do your homework in making sure that in introducing the concept, you have test marketed with a small community of users. Frankly, this is no different from product introduction in the commercial world.
At the beginning of our conversation, you were talking about how product management is an art more than science. And as you say, it's not that different from production in the commercial world. And yet, if I'm in an organization and you come to me and talk about product management, it seems a little more nebulous in the world of IT. So is that what you're talking about when you're discussing it in terms of an art? And how, as a manager, can you convince me what are the metrics that can be measured so that I know, in fact, that this isn't, although there's a beauty to it and an art to it, I need some science at the end to know that it's effective?
Absolutely. The concept of product management is intellectually appealing because it enables to you to deal with the complexity of technology in terms that are more intuitive. This being said, the only reason to introduce the concept of product management and ultimately how you measure success is whether or not you are able to deliver technology-enabled solution to your user base, either in a way that is faster or a way that is cheaper or a way that has broader features and quality of service. So the metrics that you need to apply to defining the return on investment in staffing the product management function, in establishing the processes that are required to support the product management concept, the return on investment has to be based on solid data that shows that by approaching the complex challenges in defining your product set and then supporting it, that can be justified by economy of scale and scope that translate into lower operating costs. In fact, this is the fundamental way of approaching the introduction of product management, is by making the compelling business case that ultimately looking at products in a holistic way is the way to control consumption and reduce unit cost.
Anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we go here, Manuel?
Product management is in of itself not a foreign concept to the end users or the audience that are consuming products. Implementing it is an art as much as a science. It has been a science in the commercial world because a lot of work has been done in marketing for product of general consumption. It is an art because finding the right people to support that function require identifying those rare individuals that understand technology, have an appreciation for technology, but also understand the business that they're serving and the need of the end users. At the end of the day, it's as much how you explain what you do and the benefits of what you can derive from introducing a complex concept as product management. The marketing of that concept is just as important a success factor than anything else.
Great. Manuel, thank you very much for taking some time out today and speaking with us.